Hey, everybody. What you're about to hear is a free preview of a podcast on our $5 exclusive episodes tier at patreon.com/retronauts. And if you want to hear the whole thing, please go to patreon.com/retronauts and sign up at the $5 exclusive episodes tier. Once you do that, you'll get access to all of our previous exclusive episodes and our future ones as well, as long as you remain a patron, and our exclusive episodes will launch every other Friday. Again, that is the Retronauts Patreon at patreon.com/retronauts, and I'll let you get to this free preview of one of our exclusive episodes. With the success of SimCity, Maxis fully owned the Sim branding, and they began to apply it to other projects in the span of time between SimCity and this game. So we have things like SimAnt, SimEarth, SimLife. They're all bringing unique simulation experiences, but they weren't as immediate or relatable as SimCity. We all live in a city. We all live in society, as George Costanza said. But we don't know what it's like to be an ant. We don't know what it's like to manage a planet. That's why SimCity was so popular. We recognize roads and buildings, et cetera, et cetera. We know what a mayor is, or at least I hope we do. But Chaim, you cover a lot of this in your book, the struggle for Maxis to gain an identity, them trying to figure out, like, what should we simulate next, and the reluctance to actually make a sequel to SimCity.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it had to do with Will Wright and what makes him special as a creator is that he just wanted to follow his own interests and do what he wanted to study, the subjects he wanted to study. And after spending years and years working on SimCity and studying cities, he was done. And he moved on to SimEarth and then SimAnt and so on. And it wasn't until the CEO, his co-founder, Jeff Braun, the business partner, said, "Hey, well, this Maxis is going to go under if we don't do a SimCity sequel," that Will got pulled into it. But they had started a SimCity sequel before then. It just wasn't going well.
Right, right. But the need to continue as a business really lit a fire under them. And it was interesting to look at all of these weirdo Maxis titles that I just wasn't aware of. They were trying a lot of things. It wasn't uncommon for a developer to be doing this at the time, but this is not what we think of when we think of Maxis. Things like flight simulators called Sky Chase, a Game Boy dungeon crawler called Mysterium, a turn-based robot combat game called RoboSport. These are not things I would associate with the people who make SimCity.
My understanding is that, you know, Maxis, the fact that they came into SimCity is something that happened a little bit after the decision of Jeff Braun saying, "Hey, I want to do a game company," and that a lot of their early projects were just like, "Hey, our friend's going to make us this. Hey, we can bring this thing in." Mysterium, as I understand, was when they were talking with Nintendo for SimCity Super Nintendo, they were like, "Hey, here's a Game Boy dev kit. Can you do anything?" They're like, "We can make this, I guess." The guy who made it was just the guy who did Sim Farm. It was just a solo project he threw together. So yeah, I think they quickly figured out that Sim was their thing, and they did try to do these sort of, I think, Hein, that's the book that Will likes. It's like the powers of 10 thing, right? Where it's like, let's zoom up, let's zoom down. And they tried every level of that, and they did a lateral with Sim Farm, and none of that, it was quite sticking as much as Sim City did.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you know, so from the beginning, Jeff really wanted to have a game publisher. And so you're right. Like SimCity was in a sense kind of an accident. But what he told me is that when I talked to Jeff is that early on he saw SimCity, city plan or the prototype for SimCity. And he according to him, he recognized that this is it. And Sky Chase, as he told me, was like the you know, he said, "Yo, when you make pancakes, the first pancake always comes out burned." He said he knew that SimCity was going to be the hit. But he didn't want SimCity to be his company's first product. So he's like, "Let's do everything for, we'll do Sky Chase first. And then after that, then we'll do SimCity after I've had a chance to kind of do this once." But all along, there's this tension between them where Will just wants to do Will things and Jeff wants to have a game publisher. And they're always kind of trying to find this balance. So yeah, one of the ways that they try to balance is by publishing a whole bunch of stuff, right?
Yeah, I found myself double-checking a lot of these just because it didn't sound right to me. Maxis made a Game Boy Dungeon Crawler. Maybe, I don't know, maybe they published it. I watch a long play. It's like produced, designed by Maxis. Okay, fine. They did this, I guess. So yes, SimCity, big hit. And apparently During a 1990 company dinner, I guess it was their first big Christmas dinner as a company, Will Wright asked Fred Haslam to create new tile sets for the original SimCity that would be sold in packages. So Fred did not end up doing this, but he did agree to work on a sequel to the game that built Maxis, that gave them the power to try new things as a company and to sustain themselves. And there would be two SimCity graphics packs released. They would take much longer to develop than they thought. And Fred does say, like, I'm glad I wasn't part of that project. It seemed like a lot more work than I was led to believe.
I mean, there are a lot of graphics in SimCity. I can understand his hesitation.
It is funny too, because they're like, their graphics pack, they're also trying to change things, like power plants are now this other thing for the Ancient Cities pack. And it's like, okay, that's not, you're not really changing the formula, we're just putting new words on it. So it is a little silly, but no one ever revisits Ancient Cities, or was it Future Cities the other one? I can't remember, yeah, but no,
there's multiple skins, if you want to call them that, in each pack. I think there's like four skins in every pack you get.
Yeah, those have been lost to the ether.
Yeah, I think so. It was the Wild West. They're trying new things. So Haslam gets to work on the SimCity sequel. After 8 months, apparently, it is two-thirds complete. And with many of the features that would be seen in SimCity 2000. And I should say, weirdly enough, it's hard to find anything out about Fred Haslam, any real online interviews. A lot of this information comes from interviews in strategy guides of the era. That's the one. Phil is holding it up. I think it's called SimCity 2000 Strategies and Secrets.
It is the special edition specifically, and I bought the wrong one, so I have both now.
Oh, nice. Hey, it's a great book, and I remember just borrowing that and reading it before I had the game, just imagining, what is this game like? What would I be doing in it? But a lot of this information does come from strategy guides, because there's not a lot on the record with Fred Haslam, and I can give more information about where he ended up. But Chaim, did you find out much about him and his time at Maxis?
I mean, I think it's the same book that I also used for, like, was a key source for me to learn about his involvement with, because you should say that he worked on Sim Earth with Will before these SimCity games, and he impressed Will Wright with his knowledge of plate tectonics, he said, I think is what he says, and that's why Will hires him and brings him on to collaborate with him on Sim Earth. He does seem like, I did look a little bit, I did not manage to get in touch with him. I did find an article he wrote about the technical design of Sim Earth, which is kind of a funny find, but not much more than that. But it looks like he did went on to do something else with games, as far as I can tell.
Yeah, he started a studio called Fred's Friends Incorporated. He worked on very early web-only multiplayer games, and based on the amount of YouTube videos I found on this subject, the game Dragon Court seemed to find an audience, and somebody or a group of people put it back online, so you can now play this Java-based online multiplayer game called Dragon Court, apparently made by Fred Haslam's company.
I did manage to get in touch with Fred, and a lot of what he talked about, you know, obviously memories shape things. This book that we're pointing to was written pretty quickly after SimCity 2000 came out, and his recollections have changed a little bit since then. But just to go over kind of the general outline of it, because he did mention it, you know, he worked on this game. He had, okay, let's take SimCity 2000, let's build on it, let's add new elements. What did we want to add that we couldn't do in the first game? And after working on that for X amount of time, somebody involved in Maxis, I've not been able to pinpoint who this was, saw that Maxis was publishing A-Train in the US, which has isometric graphics, and said, oh, we should do that. Hey, Fred, go do that. And had to fashion together an isometric engine, and he hit his head against that problem for a while and struggled with it. It's not clear who made that call. It was obviously, like, the right one for the product, but that was the point at which, like, they had to bring Will on it. It's like, okay, we need to start chipping away at this thing. Like, this is not happening. This is taking forever. He did mention that one of the problems they ran into was they originally, like, trying to transpose the SimCity graphics engine into isometric was just not working. Like, graphics were too chunky. They picked the wrong isometric angle, so instead of being 2:1, it was like 4:1, so everything was too flat, because they had never made an isometric engine before. Well, Fred Haslam had never made an isometric engine, and going back and forth with the graphics department and just like, this isn't working. And then that's when Maxis higher ups were like, okay, we got to bring Will back in on this one.
Yeah, I was reading that interview in the strategy guide, and Maxis licensed the game A-Train 3 from a Japanese developer named Art Dink, and that has the isometric view. And that's when the brass decided, okay, SimCity 2000 needs to be this. And then Fred Haslam is banging his head against this project. Will Wright comes in. And apparently it was the code to what was then known as Dollhouse that helped them really nail the graphics engine. Dollhouse, much, much later, would be The Sims. But here, he was still tinkering with the idea in a much, like, lower fidelity format.